The premise of the visit, or the context, is heard this morning that all the hospitals are pretty jammed up with people with the flu and flu-like symptoms. So what's happening over at CHI St. Joseph?
Well, I think that's pretty accurate. All the hospitals in our community are very busy. But we've tried to allocate our resources and our capabilities at the facility to make sure we can still take care of people in our community.
Because it's not just about those who have the flu.
Right. So, this is a flu season, so a lot of people are sick with the flu, but people have many other medical needs, and we need to make sure we can care for everybody in the community.
Flu situation any better or worse this season?
This is, so far, and we're still early in the flu season, this has been a pretty robust, challenging flu season. So this virus is a tough one to deal with, but we, have the resources to handle it. But this is going to be a tough flu season. We're expecting, more sick people than usual.
So what are the do's and don'ts?
Well, that's a good question. So definitely you want to wash your hands frequently. You want to keep yourself as much as possible away from folks that seem to have the flu-like symptoms, especially if you're going to be around people who already have chronic medical illness. So frequent hand washing, proper hygiene is very important. And then if you do have symptoms, try to limit the amount of exposure that you provide to other people.
What are the early red flags of the flu coming on, or flu-like symptoms?
Right. So, people may have what they call the flu, but it may not be actual influenza, because there are a lot of different viruses that can cause flu-like symptoms. But the flu, usually you have high fever, chills, body aches. Depending upon the type of flu, you might have gastrointestinal symptoms, such as nausea, diarrhea, or vomiting, or not, more respiratory symptoms, such as runny nose, cough, sneezing, nasal congestion as well.
So once the symptoms start hitting you, then what's the next step?
Well, if you're concerned about having the flu, especially if you have these symptoms related to high fever, the body aches and chills, and either GI or respiratory symptoms, there is medication that can treat the virus called Tamiflu. It's an antiviral. But the Tamiflu is only effective if you start treatment within 48 hours of onset of symptoms. So it's a tough call sometimes. If you're concerned about the flu and you have a lot of these symptoms and you want to be treated, it's probably better to be treated in the first 48 hours, because then you might be able to use the antiviral medication. If your symptoms are not that severe and are more mild, then you may just want to treat them more conservatively with over-the-counter decongestants, antihistamines, rest, plenty of fluids, etc.
One key that I've learned over the years, too, is if at all possible, stay home.
Right. And the reason for that is you don't want to expose more people. So, flu seasons become worse if you have the flu and you give it to more people. So it's spread from person-to-person contact. So if you have a documented flu or significant flu-like symptoms, staying home and resting will help you recover quicker, but also helps prevent the spread of the virus to other people.
Continuing my visit with Dr. Kia Parsi, who's the Chief Medical Officer at CHI St. Joseph Health in Bryan. When does it get to the point that one ought to be concerned enough to go to the hospital?
Well, if you're having significant what we call vital sign changes, so if you're heart's racing, if your blood pressure is significantly affected, high fevers, if your mental status and your thinking ability is affected, of course, those are very serious signs that probably need to be evaluated by a health professional. If you're not able to get an adequate nutrition, because of nausea or vomiting, that can cause dehydration. Also, if you have other medical problems, so if you have a heart condition, you have just a heart failure, or you have a history of lung conditions and pneumonia in the past, those individuals may be at higher risk for having further complications, including pneumonia, et cetera. So it really is a case-by-case basis on the individual and what their other health issues are. But if you're deteriorating and you're getting worse, and after several days, if you hadn't seen a physician and you continue to deteriorate, then that's a time where you probably want to seek health care advice.
And then for those who are healthy, the idea or the encouragement to stay away from those who are sick.
Well, I'll tell you, you have exposure anywhere. So that's where proper hand hygiene is important, and making sure that you wash your hands regularly, because you could catch this virus from anybody at any time. Because the hospitals are so full right now, unless you're going to see a loved one or there are other issues why you need to be in a hospital, probably that's not the best place for you to be right now. It increases your exposure to other sick people. Does that make sense?
What else have I missed that you'd like to communicate with listeners about the flu season? And as you mentioned, we're very early on, so there's a long ways to go.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the entire state of Texas has really been hit hard by the influenza virus. So each season is its own unique season. So there are some potential characteristics. Sometimes flu seasons have a peak and then a drop and then another peak. Often when students come back to school from vacation, you can see a peak. What I will say is, luckily, we're very lucky to have really good health care resources in the Brazos Valley. All the health care institutions in our community do a great job providing for our community. But I know specifically for CHI St. Joseph, we are very committed, not just in Bryan College Station, but in the surrounding rural communities that we have facilities to make sure we're there to help provide for these communities.
And in the case of CHI, there are varying levels, too. You know, we talk about ER and trauma, but you also have the clinics and the urgent care facilities, too. So there's a variety of levels that, depending on one's level of illness, I guess, that's how they can be evaluated.
Yeah, one final point I would like to make is when we're in a shortage, of healthcare capabilities, we want individuals to be treated at the appropriate site. So one thing we've done is we're talking with all our primary care clinics to extend their hours potentially. So that way, if someone needs to get in, they can see their doctor maybe at a little bit later time than the clinics are typically open. We also have several urgent care facilities that can definitely diagnose and treat the flu appropriately. That way we can sort of triage and allow the hospital-based emergency rooms really to care for those that are the most sick. So I think for individuals that want to seek care, the first step I would do is call your primary care physician. They may be able to help provide for your needs at that point.
Anything else that I've missed at this point?
I think that's good. I definitely want to continue to communicate with the greater community, and we have hotlines. If patients need to call and have any questions, feel free to call any of the CHI St. Joseph clinics, and we'll help take care of you.